Something in Jude. I hope you have your Bibles with you. I'd like to read some verses. Again, there's so much more to all of that that the Lord will open up to us as we continue to look into these things. Praise God. You'll probably hear more about Jude when you get home, because that's usually the way it works, right? Your ears are tuned now, so you're going to turn on the radio and someone's going to mention a verse from Jude. And then you're going to go back home to your church, and your preacher's going to pick up on some of these things, I hope. And the Lord will continue speaking to us, I'm sure. We talked about how the way to contend for the faith is to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Verse 20. Keep growing, keep building, get into God's house, get into God's word. Keep examining your hearts daily and make sure that your heart is clean, you're staying close to Jesus. Praise God. And then praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's learn to yield ourselves to God more in prayer. Give him more time, first of all. And just, you know, God honors the time you give him. Someone said one time, sometimes I pray, I don't feel anything, but I know that God will honor the time that I give him. And they see the results of that. Sometimes we have to just have that attitude. I'm giving you this time, and I believe that you will honor that. And then it says here, keep yourselves in the love of God. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday morning. We need to recognize the love of God, to accept it, to thank him for it. And then to open our hearts and let him fill us with that love. If we're going to be able to love him as we ought to, it has to be his love flowing through us. My love for God is nothing to speak of, but his love for me is everything. And so if I let him fill me with his love and reveal his love to me, then I'll have something with which to love him back in a way that he's worthy of. So keep getting filled with the love of God. And he does that, again, by the Holy Spirit. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And then, of course, we keep ourselves in the love of God in the sense that we love others. We keep our hearts clean from bitterness and strife. And we extend forgiveness and we're patient and so on. We pray over 1 Corinthians 13 and ask the Lord to give us that type of love beyond any natural love that we could have, the love of God flowing through us. And then he speaks about compassion here. And that's interesting. He says, some have compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. You know, we're living in days where there sin is all around us, and some of it is rather repulsive to us, lifestyles that are prominent now and being forced upon us. And the Bible says we ought to have compassion toward those that are lost and that are out of the way. And you need to pray, God, fill me with your compassion. Help me to see people as you see them. Naturally, I may get angry with someone's lifestyle or the things that they do and things that they say, but I can't really minister to them in that spirit if I'm angry with them. But if I love them and if my heart goes out to them, then Jesus can use me to touch them and point them in his direction where he can bring deliverance and help to them. And so we need that. We need to be filled with compassion. I mentioned the other day that people sometimes are concerned. We have empty pews in the church. We want our church full. Well, why? Because you have a love for the lost, or you just want a full church and more offerings and so on? I don't know. But that ought to be our motive. Lord, fill the church with people that are lost and are brought here to find the Savior. People that need to grow in God and experience Jesus in the way we do. And it ends here. And this is what I wanted to just underscore today. Jude gives us all of these warnings. Be careful. Not everyone that starts out right is going to end all right. You've got to fight. You've got to do business with God. You've got to be serious about God's call and so on. But then he gives us this great word of encouragement. Verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and honor, majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. He says, don't fear. You know, take the things of God seriously. Do those things that he instructed us to do. God will help you. And know that it's not your effort that's going to keep you, but it's God that's going to keep you. And He is able, no matter what situation you find yourself in, what challenges come your way, He is able to keep you from falling. You don't have to end up like those Israelites that left Egypt and died in the wilderness. You don't have to end up like some of these other people and other stories that He mentions in the beginning of this book. But He says God is able to keep you from falling. That ought to be our attitude. Lord, no matter what happened to others, I believe You're able to keep me. And I'm going to trust You. I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to believe You, Jesus, to undertake for me. Praise God. Let's look up a few verses. Psalm 138, verse 8. Someone has that? Psalm 138, verse 8.
The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands.
Thank you. We're the work of His hands, and He's not going to forsake that. He will perfect. That's His intention. That was David's confidence. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Praise God. Philippians 1:6. Flip over to Philippians.
Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Praise God. Here again, He who hath begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion. That's God's promise. Yes. If God has begun anything in you, He has in every one of us, then we have a right to claim, You're going to bring this to completion, Lord. You're going to keep on working until the day of Christ, to the day of His return. 2 Timothy 1:12. Three more after that. 2 Timothy 1:12.
For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him until that day.
Hallelujah. I know whom I have believed. And I know that what I have committed to Him, I've committed my life to Him, and all of my concerns, and He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Again, God's promise, His assurance to us that He is working uninterruptedly and that He is able to complete that which He's begun in us. Let's look at John 15, 16. It's a little bit different, but I still like it.
John 15, 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, He may give you.
I like the thought of the fact that Jesus has chosen us. And He knew exactly what He was getting when He chose us. You know, I heard the story of the brother who went shopping with his wife, and he said, well, that was torture. And the grocery store. You know, when she went to that produce department, she would pick up all the produce, squeeze this, smell that, knock on this. And sometimes she'd bring home, like, bananas that were overripe. You'd say, you should have got the fresh ones. These are mushy. No, that's perfect for banana bread. I wanted it that way, exactly. So she knew what she was picking, and she had a purpose for everything that she chose. And you know, God knew what He was getting when He picked you up. He knew the mess we were in, but he chose us anyway. And He ordained that we would bring forth fruit, that He would produce that in us, so work in us that our lives would become fruitful for Him. And so we need to remember that. You need to remind yourself and sometimes say, Lord, when you fail, Lord, You knew what You were getting when You chose me. But You wouldn't have chosen me unless You could do something with me. And so the very fact that You called me to know You is an assurance to me, a promise that You are going to bring me all the way through. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen You. Okay, one more. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your Holy Spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's a wonderful prayer that the Apostle Paul gave to the Thessalonians. May God sanctify you wholly, body, soul, and spirit, that you may be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And so we have all these wonderful promises to take home with us and to experience. Here's a song that I found. It's an old one called Caleb Saw the Lord. You heard about that last night, for those of you that were still awake at that time. And good. And I'm not real familiar with the song, but we're going to try it. We practiced it in our room this morning.
We saw the giants, we saw the Lord, we saw his heart, even he God's word, and the word he called me, fearlessly obeyed. Was it not the blessing that the Lord had?
It'll get better as we go along.
Oh, follow the lead, life is one of old. Oh, to be like Caleb, doing what he's told, and the Lord's rich blessing will be ours today. He will prosper ever those who him obey. I will never leave thee, though he miss thy mind. One shall face a thousand to pretend to lie. If we are half-hearted, we'll not taste God's best. Those who follow holy will be wholly blessed, blessed in soul and spirit, body, mind, and heart, rich in heavenly treasure we will impart. I will never leave thee, though this time mine, one shall chase a thousand to pretend to
course again.
I will never leave thee. Glory is my mind, but shall chase a thousand to pretend to fly.
More verse, sing the chorus with us. I will never leave thee, go in this thy might. One shall chase 10,000. A thousand. I was never very good at math. One shall chase 1,000 to put 10 to flight. I imagine that means 10,000. Okay.
Oh, to have one master, only one to please. Oh, to have one purpose, not a will or ease, pressing ever onward to the goal before, serving God and holy Him whom we adore.
I know who I might have believed, but I can't get the song out of my head, so.
Lord, I know I have believed and am persuaded that He is able.
Yeah. clothes, so I'm going to ask Mother Dale to pray because she had her clothes.
Thank you.
It's so good to be with the Weavers. We look forward to fellowship with them every year. It's great. Amen. And all of you. It's nice to be getting acquainted with some that I didn't know so well. It's been a joy for us to be at camp, serve the Lord, great privilege. And we go home refreshed and full and looking forward to seeing Jesus continue his work in our lives, and yours as well. Brother Dale, please.
Lord, we can't thank you enough for what you've done this period in these meetings, Lord. We see your great faithfulness through your church throughout the ages, from eternity past, where it talks about the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, up through the present time, Lord. Faithfulness for generations, Lord. When you founded this fellowship of churches, Lord, you set in something. You set in something of your spirit. You set in something of your grace, Lord. And you allowed us to be partakers of it. We just came and we can receive of you. Now, Lord, as we leave this place, there is no possibility. We can't possibly enumerate all the needs, Lord. Oh, how you have to keep us on the right track, and how you have to keep us free from the world, and how you have to do many, many things, Lord. The needs are piled high. But, Jesus, we thank you that you present yourself to us. You say you are our wisdom, you are our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption, our peace, our hope. And you've given us yourself in a greater measure, Lord. So, Lord, we trust this to you, Lord. Let us look into your face today and just see your smile. Let us sink down into that ocean of love that you have for us. And, Lord, all these concerns as we go back, Lord, you take care of them. You intercede for them in the power of the Holy Spirit. You pray according to the will of God. You take us, Lord. We release ourselves. We entrust ourselves into your hands. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. You want to see the bus off? Children are lined up and ready to go.